You can do it. The time is now. Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys. As we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live, always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Oh, change the world.
Change the world. You can do it.
You can do it.
Time is now. Time is now. Let's get to it. Let's get to it.
You know, as the song says, just believe. This is Filippo Voltaggio here on Life Changes Network. And our guest today, talk about just believe and you can do it. When I read about our guest, it brought tears to my eyes. I just want to read to you a little bit about what I'm talking about. Many parents and clients ask me, she says, why I'm so committed to helping children with learning challenges and individuals with depression and autoimmune diseases. My reply is, because I have been there. I have spent the majority of my life searching for natural answers, for healing myself and those around me. Although I remember my childhood days growing up in Kalamazoo, Michigan as happy ones, I was also plagued with partial paralysis from a polio vaccine at age 4. The seemingly insurmountable challenges of dyslexia, attention deficit with hyperactivity disorder, stammering, slow reading, and a chronic dysbiosis, which led to many food and drug allergies, set the stage for the development of a steadfast will that said, quote, yes, I can, just watch me. My mother was a sensitive, intuitive, natural healer and a woman of great faith who continually encouraged me, don't you know you can do anything you set your mind to, she would say. Her father was the son of a preacher and a renowned veterinarian with a photographic memory, and he was a stern disciplinarian with high expectations for everyone. Now, she remembers her first grade teacher saying, Dr. Connor, to her father, we shouldn't expect much from your daughter. I don't suspect she will ever graduate from high school. That, of course, made her furious. I'm smart, she said to herself. I see things that nobody else sees, and they don't test these things in school. With great effort, we are all happy to say that she proved her teacher wrong. With enormous determination, she became a runner, a violinist, a cheerleader, and before she actually graduated from high school, a professional dancer. I could go on and on and on because the story is absolutely fascinating and long, and I have a feeling it's not over yet because she has since graduated with a degree in higher learning. As a matter of fact, she is now a doctor, having graduated summa cum laude for her MA degree and magnum cum laude for her BFA degree. And now she is helping so many teens and adults with some of the same disorders and many others, actually, that she has learned to help or cure or heal or whatever you want to call it since then. When we come back, we're going to be talking to our guest, Dr. Georgia Connor, and it's going to be an honor.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWays ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWays ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. An ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWays Water Systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWays Water Systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, this is Filippo, and I'm sitting here with Mark Legere, our co-host. And Mark, I have to say, I said at the beginning of the show that the story brought tears to my eyes. I think for many reasons. Number one, this is the kind of story that I read. I read about people around the world that have done amazing things, especially against all odds. And I'm inspired by this. Movies are made by of stories like this. So when I read this story, I'm like, wow, this is our guest, and I'm going to get to meet her and talk to her in person. Another reason is because she not only overcame all this, but she's helping so many children, teens, and adults overcome so many of these same issues and others. And that is so important, especially today when so many more people are being diagnosed with all of this. And another reason, and the last one I'll mention, is because I had things when I was little. I'm sure I was diagnosed with stuff, and I don't know what it was, but I know that the psychologist at school would follow me around. I think he did absolutely nothing, and it's a shame. But He just kept letting me know I was there if I needed to talk to him. And so obviously there was something going on, but I didn't know. But here I am. And you know, I think back, you know, she talks about her father and her mother and how they were instrumental in this. And I think back to the children and to myself. Thankfully, I had support. But again, back to children who don't have that support. So I got emotional.
Well, it's certainly worthy of emotion. I mean, the amount of obstacles that she has overcome, and then, as you're saying, pointing back to the children, and so many of these diagnoses that come up at such a young age, I think it's really speaking more, and I think that's what we're going to be hearing today, or at least it seems like that's what we're going to be hearing, is that there's more and more of an understanding that we really just don't know. We don't really have the answers, and we're reaching for a certain diagnosis. But when you step forward with the kind of willpower that she has, and to, you know, with the perseverance and the will to overcome, all those obstacles vanish.
Yeah, kind of like she said there in the bio at the beginning that I read, that she said, you know, I see things people don't, and they don't test for that. And that reminds me, I might have just been Italian-American, and I didn't speak English. And so that might have been it, you know. So if they tested me in Italian, they would have known I was brilliant. But because I didn't speak English, they tested me in English, and I failed. But anyway, enough about me. So what do you think about me, Dr. Connor? No, I'm just kidding.
I think you're wonderful, and you're great, Filippo.
That is the voice of our guest, who is now a neuroscientist and a learning consultant. And she's teaching in areas like applied neuroscience, brain rehabilitation, neurofeedback. As a matter of fact, she's got a machine that we might get to try during the show. Actually, the list really, really goes on and on of all the things that she helps people with. And she even helps performing artists. That's got to be the hardest part of all. Anyway, please.
The most fun. That's the most fun.
Welcome, Dr. Georgia, actually,
you're
known as.
Thank you. What a pleasure to be here. And what a beautiful introduction. When you said that my bio brought tears to you, I didn't remember actually writing this, and people can see it on my website, the mindmoves.net website. And I said, yeah, it's been... it has been quite a journey.
Mm.
And I remember I love quotes from really bright people. And Sigmund Freud, my favorite of Sigmund Freud's is, how bold one gets when one knows one is loved.
Ooh. Wow.
Who would guess that Sigmund Freud,
it's great.
From him, you know, the one with the Oedipus complex and all of the, I mean, he really was a brilliant psychologist. But it is that love that I got from my mother, from my father, from my grandparents, from my aunts and my uncles, and from God.
It gives a whole new meaning to who loves you, baby.
Yes, yes.
So, and it's a good question.
Yes.
So actually, you know, let's just spend just a couple minutes. You and I got to know each other beforehand, and I got to hear some amazing stories. Unfortunately, we won't get to share all of them, but at 4 years old, you remember your parents arguing about whether or not you should have the polio vaccine. Your mother saying no, your father saying yes.
Yes.
And then you did.
Yes, she was an intuitive. She just knew. Well, they're reading the Kalamazoo Gazette, and it did say, if your child has had a fever in the last 10 days, do not take a vaccine.
Okay.
Because they will already have a compromised immune system.
Right.
So my mom said, oh, please don't, because she has a fever. And my dad, being the brilliant scientist, said, well, but this is the last segment of vaccines for another year.
The perfect storm.
Yeah.
But the vaccine itself was compromised, and this was known.
This was known by the scientists in Chicago, because this batch of vaccines were built in Chicago, and the rhesus monkeys in that population actually had an internal virus. And rhesus monkeys have, you know, they do this, and they can handle these viruses because they have their own antibody. Now, they had their own antibodies, but we as human beings cannot build antibodies based on their RNA viruses.
And so the monkeys were used for the vaccine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And those scientists told the FDA and the AMA, please do not, we don't know what the repercussions will be. People may die, children may die, they may be paralyzed, we don't know. But we do know that there is a virus, and it's compromised, and the AMA and the FDA
listen to this. What did they say?
They said, these will be casualties of war. These will be casualties of war. So 18,000 kids in the Chicago area died.
Unbelievable.
And 18 died. And I had classmates who were in iron lungs and so forth. My father refused. I remember the day when I woke up 2 days later and I was paralyzed. He refused to ever let me go into a hospital. He had his own doctor come and visit me every single day to give me the therapy that I needed.
Mm.
So, you know, and I had friends who died and friends who were crippled as well.
Wow. And the parents had no choice at that point. They weren't told, hey, if you want to let your kids be a casualty of war, have them...
Yeah.
Try this.
Or suffer the consequences, or it's like Russian roulette, right?
Wow.
It's rather sad, but
crazy.
But God had a plan.
Yeah.
I guess Holy Spirit had I have been the answer to all of my prayers.
Wow. And all of your prayers, I like that. And
to my many prayers of help.
And to many people. So you overcame a lot of things, and when we come back, we're going to talk about just what some of those things are that you overcome and that you're helping other people overcome. And then you're going to stick some machine on me and have me overcome something. I don't know, maybe my fear of this machine.
Just synchronize your brain. But if we could maybe just have 3 or 4 minutes, at some point I'd like to share with mothers who do have children, who have learning challenges, I'd really like to give them a few pointers on how to keep them calm and feeling more loved.
No, when we come back, we're going to talk about autism at the beginning. And so that'll be a great time to mention that. We are talking to Dr. Georgia O'Connor here live from the Joint Studios. And as a matter of fact, if you go to thejointstudios.com, you could watch us all live right now on the website. So do that, and we'll see you there after this.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeidel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
Well, speaking of Life Changes Network, this is Filippo, and we're back here on the show. And if you go to our website, you will find our guest's website, and that's mindmoves.net. You'll find it there, and I just told it to you. So our guest is Dr. Georgia Connor. I might have pronounced it differently earlier, but it is Dr. Georgia Connor, and she's known to her clients and patients as Dr. Georgia. So, Dr. Georgia, just really briefly, although this is a story that hopefully you'll write a book about someday because it's fascinating, you were partially paralyzed from that polio vaccine.
Yes. I remember the day when I woke up, and it was actually like a tickle, and I just couldn't move. It wasn't painful. It was like a tickle.
Wow.
And then, of course, you get violent fevers, and then I was just out of it for, you know, many, many weeks with violent
years, it sounds like.
Actually, it was really interesting. My mom cried and cried, and so I asked God, how could I help my mom not cry? I was so worried about her crying, because I heard her say, that she didn't want to be the mother of a crippled child. And when I heard that,
no pressure there.
Yeah, no pressure, but I didn't. I just said, because I believe that God hears the prayers of children. I was taught that. I believed it. Absolutely, I believed it.
And you were 4 years old.
I was 4 years old, and I asked Jesus, I said, please share with me, show me how I can get my mom to stop crying. And I fell asleep, and I had this incredible vision of dancing. I was dancing. I was in a ballerina outfit. I was running up and down hundreds of stairs in a garden just like Versailles.
Wow.
And I just knew, and it was Baroque music. And so it was the most blissful, joyful dream. It so activated my creativity and my desire to dance. And so because of that, I knew that that was the answer. And so I shared that with my mother. Of course, that only made her cry a little bit more. My dad came in, and I asked him to help me. And he said, well, how can I help you? And I said, well, Daddy, I don't want to walk. I'm going to be a dancer. I want to be a dancer. And he just looked very puzzled. And I said, I need you to help me to walk. And he just looked very troubled. And I said, shall we pray over this right now? He says, no, no, no. You talk to Jesus and your mom and I will, you know, we'll pray on our own. A couple of weeks later, about 10 days later, he came back and he had a present for me in a little brown paper bag. And it went hoppity hop, hoppity hop. It was a bunny rabbit from the Upjohn Company.
Aww.
And I said, Daddy, for me? And he said, if you can catch it.
If you can catch it. Oh, wow.
And so that was my inspiration.
What a horrible thing. The child is paralyzed. But
I had to catch it. I had to feed it. I had to water it. I had to love it. And that was our secret. He had to come home early every single day for 6 weeks until Mother's Day so that I could walk for my mother.
Oh, wow.
And that's what I did. In 6 weeks, I walked six steps.
Wow.
And that was the beginning of my recovery. And, and of course, I don't do anything without prayer.
Well, you danced up the steps here to the studio, so,
you did. I didn't know that. Did you notice that?
I did, on your tippy toes. So you still got it.
Gee, after all these years. Thank you, Filippo.
So you did get it, and you still got it. And, you know, we're laughing about this. I'm on this emotional teeter-totter because I'm thinking of all the children. You know.
Yes.
You work with autistic children now,
and more and more children today. I mean, back then in the 50s. Now I'm telling my age. In the 50s,
it's research.
Yes,
the
number of children who were born with autism were 1 in 10,000. That's in the United States.
10,000.
That was in the 1950s. Now it is 1 out of every 86 children.
Can you imagine 86 children? I know 86 children,
Yes. And it's a different kind of autism, though. It's acquired autism. That's what they have. Not the kind that just shows up in populations due to genetic mishaps and whatever.
Acquired.
So acquired.
Acquired
from,
how?
Well, now we know that it's passed on through the genes. But remember that back then we were starting to have vaccines. And in those vaccines came the mercury and the aluminum. That mercury goes into the brain the minute it goes into the system, whether it's the vaccine or whether it's the mercury-laced silver amalgams that we have. It goes straight to the brain tissue, the breast tissue, the testes, and the ovaries. And it alters the DNA, and therefore, when you procreate, that gets translated into the next generation.
And the next generation has more vaccines.
Yes. And since 1990, now the vaccine, and this year, the new vaccines, the children are getting more than 900 times the amount of mercury, aluminum, and virus, whether they're dead or alive.
Wow.
More than 900 times more than you and I had.
Wow.
So it is quite frightening. And so my word of caution is inoculate, but don't vaccinate. You can do homeopathy, Ayurvedic medicine. There's natural medicine. There are natural ways to inoculate and not, poison the system. And we as Americans have the right to say, no, thank you. This is not my choice for my child based on my preference, my religious belief, and my rights as a citizen of the United States.
So why aren't parents doing that? Are they afraid that if they don't get these vaccines, then worse things could happen, or
they're ignorant about it? I think lack of education and fear. It's fear-based. I mean, there are a lot of doctors. God bless them. I think they do think, they are trained by the drug companies. I mean, let us look at the universities. The medical universities used to be run and funded by the Catholics and the Protestants and the religious organizations here in the United States. Mm-hmm. No longer. They're all funded by the FDA and drug companies.
Okay.
If you've got a doctor who's saying you'd better get these vaccines, your child has to do this, or you can't go to school.
Yeah.
Well, we need to have greater education of the parents. And I guess that's number one.
Okay, so I like that. Educating and putting this information out there,
yes.
And we're doing that
yes.
here.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Unfortunately, I believe it's unfortunate that some children will be born like this, and so there will be the parents who also don't know what to do
that's right.
as soon as their child is born. So
that's
you
right.
have some tips on that.
Well, in our society now, you listen to Dr. Phil. Dr. Phil will tell us.
I don't listen to Dr.
Oh, don't
Phil.
You? Well, I'd listen to Dr. Phil, and, okay. and he tells us in our American society we're basically an ADHD society, which is true. Most people are ADD or ADHD, one of the five forms of ADD, ADHD. And using cell phones next to our ears is not helping because it deregulates brain function. So one of the cautions that I would give to parents and students who are failing in school, they're not allowed to use their cell phones 2 hours before they go to bed because it disrupts sleep patterns.
Wow.
And they're not allowed to use the cell phones the day of a test because it disrupts memory.
Wow.
Okay.
Is that even for adults?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. And as a matter of fact, when I did my research at the UCLA School of Medicine back in the 1990s, my professors let me see what cell phones do to the auditory canals of the ears, and they do cause tumors. Now, our radio shows, not radio, I mean TV, I won't name our wonderful hosts on TV who tell us cell phones do not cause brain cancer. That may be true, but they do cause brain tumors.
Oh.
Brain tumors. You'll only get the cancer if you have the SV40 or the HPV virus or other cancer viruses. Then that'll be brain cancer, but guaranteed brain tumors. And I hope you forgive me. I hope I'm not being too strong here.
No,
I just
be strong. By all means, be strong. We have to move past the
yes,
cell phone
yes,
thing.
Yes.
But I do. Now you got me thinking. Is that if you hold the phone to your ear or even if you have an earpiece?
Don't use the earpiece. You need to put it on speaker and keep it away from the body. If you have a cell phone, and I worry about our first responders and our policemen and all these, they have all of these phones near their waist.
Right.
Well, it's affecting their reproductive tract.
Right. Okay.
So do you see what I'm saying? It's the radiation from the cell phone. So keep it away from the body. And speakerphone.
Okay, so this could be a whole show in itself, but in the next couple minutes, what can parents do with autistic children when they're born?
The first thing is to love them. Love them and keep them near you. And I know that we have a whole culture of mothers who are in the workplace and they're not there with their children. But if they can be mindful to either have a dad mom, some dad moms actually have more love and more patience than the mothers, that's cool. But they need to be with their children from the day they are born, listening to them, feeding them, responding to them. When they're crying, to pick them up, to let them know that they are safe and they are loved. And if you can... If the parents can do this, I don't care if it's a nanny or dad, mom, or mom, but the child needs that for the first 3 years. Mm. Modern psychologists are saying, oh, let the kid cry. Oh, it's good for them. They'll handle it. No, 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 no. What it's doing is it's actually creating attachment disorders in our population. I mean, severe attachment disorders and borderline personalities, which means we have too many in the population who cannot trust. They can't be intimate. They can't have intimate relationships. They can't trust mom. They can't trust dad. They can't trust brothers or sisters or anybody else.
All that from the first 3 years.
For the first 3 years.
Wow. And it's worse for autistic children,
I would imagine. It is worse for autistic children. So they need that extra care. And, of course, I've designed my study buddy. I wanted to show you this.
Yeah.
I discovered in working with the autistic population that their visual cortex and their auditory receptors in the brain are not in sync. like the eyes and the ears don't work together with them. So I designed this study buddy with a frequency with light and with sound.
Mm-hmm.
It synchronizes the brain. It's like brain entrainment. And what it does is the brain will follow the signal because it's a brainwave signal. It's a signal that's missing in our high-tech society.
Wow.
So these kids get the signal, and I balance their blood sugar, and in 3 days, without a doubt, these kids are talking.
Okay. Well, actually, we're going to take a quick break here, and during the break, I'm going to be attached, right?
I'll just hook
and
you up.
And we'll
sure.
see what I'll be saying when we come back here. Want to remind you, mindmoves.net. Actually, there you'll learn also about Possibility Kids.
Mm-hmm. Which my nonprofit.
The nonprofit. And what was the other one?
The other one is pH Healing Waters. No, or depression no more. I don't know. I have so many. I do so many
Which
things.
Which one do you want to talk about?
Mindmoves.net and possibilitykids.net will lead them in the right direction.
For now, okay.
And they can call me. And the study buddy is on the mindmoves.net.
Mindmoves.net. Okay.
Yes.
So I'm going to be attached to the study buddy in just a minute.
Oh, this
here.
Is going to be fun.
And when we come back, we'll be talking from wherever that place will be.
In synchrony. You'll be in sync.
I'll be in sync for the first time maybe in my life live at the Joint Studios in Burbank, California.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic. And the Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of 4 and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen. And the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. I kind of feel a little spacey. I am wearing an apparatus.
The glasses. Study buddy.
If you go to thejointstudios.com, you can see me. I feel like the electric cowboy or something.
You are.
I am.
You're like the electric space cowboy.
Okay. And actually, I got two headsets on. One is I'm supposed to be able to hear myself, but I can't because the one underneath is doing like a I've heard this before. It's like
Beats.
Putting me
there.
Into a beta state, right?
This is an alpha state, actually.
Oh,
this,
alpha state?
First it's alpha.
Okay.
This is for integration, for memory, and for peace with the divine, if you will.
Okay.
And then after the first 5 minutes, it goes up to intuition.
Oh.
It has a frequency for intuition.
I'll be able to know everything about everybody in the room or
something?
Well,
yourself anyway.
myself. Okay.
Hopefully, depending on how far your antenna go, right?
Okay.
And then the next set of frequencies is to balance emotional and physical pain. There's actually a brainwave frequency that we
wow.
need in the parietal lobes in order to fight pain and to instill those in Keflons and natural opioids in the brain. And I specialize in helping people
wow.
generate their dopamine and serotonin and the pleasure centers of the brain, if you will.
How did you arrive at these frequencies?
I studied them and I had a system for 23 years where I could actually moderate and look at 40 brain waves anywhere in the brain over a 40-second period of time or as long as I wanted to. So I studied this and I did the research and I did the calibrations. And I said, okay, the world needs this. So this was the simplest version of what I could do for myself and for my clients and for anyone else who has depression or attention problems or memory problems or hearing, listening problems or sleep problems.
How do I look, Mark?
I'm spacey.
He looks like the space cowboy, doesn't he?
They look pretty cool. I think I could walk down the street with this. Like I could. Right now, I feel like I could care less what anybody thinks.
That's right.
It feels so good.
You seeing the light?
Okay, so what do you call
the light? The light.
What do you call this?
The study buddy. It's really brain entrainment, and I call it the Mind Move Study Buddy. It's for students who want to improve their study habits, but actually for adults, we're going to call it something new. I'm going to relabel it for adults, and it's going to be BE Clarity, which means be clarity, or brainwave entrainment clarity.
Brainwave entrainment. Okay, so how does so this obviously helps students? Well, I don't know how
and adults
it is, but
and adults.
But it actually, and then you talked about the pain thing and mm-hmm. helping people with
get
pain.
Rid of pain. So, yes, I like I don't like pain.
But does it help people with other disorders?
It can help with ADD, ADHD, anyone
really?
Anyone with depression, lifts them out of depression. But I do scanning. I have advanced biofeedback in my office, so I could actually scan a person. I can do the biocompatibility testing. Just to test and see if their antidepressant is working or not, or if they'd rather have something natural like amino acids or homeopathy to feed the brain what it needs as it goes through this kind of...
Oh, wait, the sound just changed.
Yes, it's a higher frequency now.
Oh, I'm now, in a higher frequency.
Oh, yes.
Are you getting happier?
Yeah, I'm
now
I'm
you're
happy.
On the intuitive.
I'm happy and I know it. I'm going to clap my hands. Okay. So people could buy this?
Yes, they can buy it.
I could too?
You could buy it too.
and I could, this is something like you do before you go to bed or actually
you
while
could.
You're studying or while you're doing a radio show? Or?
Yes, actually I designed these goggles in the 1990s to be open-eyed and with green. Green is a very healing color for the brain.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like this that
no,
I could actually
no,
still see. Well, after our next break, I'm going to pass them on to Mark and I'm going to see what happens to him. But so far, I like what's happening to me. All right. So the next few minutes remaining while I'm going to go for a nap, could you tell us what other amazing things you have discovered to help children and adults with issues and what
are
we
some
might
of the things?
Can learn from you today? Okay. I don't know what I'm saying, by the way.
Yes, you do.
Am I making sense?
Yes, you're not used to being so in sync and high in these high alpha.
High. Yeah, I'm high. I've never been high, so I don't know what that's like, but I think I'm high.
You've read all about it.
I mean, like, I haven't inhaled is what I mean. All right.
Yes. And also, this frequency that I'm putting you on, this program, is also great for taking power naps. For people who don't get enough sleep or you're just, you know, frazzled in the middle of the day or when you're starting to feel really tired, you can actually use this. You close your eyes for 20 minutes and you wake up, bing, clear as a bell.
Wow. Bing. I like that. All right. So give us your five-minute spiel on how we can be better peoples.
Well, okay.
Or how we can help
the first key.
Because I have so many friends with depression.
All right.
You know what I mean? I can list.
Well, with depression, you just give me something and I'll share with you. People who have, I was clinically depressed for 10 years. I cried 2 to 10 hours a day. This is after my mom died. I had a near-death experience and lost a child and got a divorce. Wow. It was just like all these life, awful, awful things. And a wonderful doctor told me about amino acids. So I used my intuition and I selected the right amino acids and I took those amino acids on an empty stomach with a hot cup of green tea. And guess what happened in 20 minutes? The crying stopped in 20 minutes.
Why aren't these things
everywhere?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm here to share. I'm here to share.
Is this on your website, or do people come to you?
People have to come to me for that.
Yeah, because it depends on what it is that they have.
Yes, but the amino acids are key. Breathing in the nose and out the nose. Most people don't breathe in the nose and out the nose. We breathe in our mouths, in the nose and the mouth, but not in the nose and out the nose. Obviously, when you're talking, you can't do that, but to breathe, you know, to balance the brain, if you breathe in your nose 3 times, that turns on the hypothalamus, which stimulates the corpus callosum right here, the nerve ganglia that unites the right and the left hemispheres of the brain, and then your memory. Then you have access to your memory. That's the number one key to number one natural key to your memory.
What? Wow.
That's amazing. I had no idea.
Yeah. I guess I have to stop talking in order to do that, though.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I can do that for 3 breaths. All right. Well,
pretty amazing, huh?
So
I tell this to parents, too. If your child has a cold and a stuffed up nose, don't send them to school if they have to do a test. Have them not go.
Because they can't breathe through their nose.
Yeah, and they won't remember.
Wow.
They won't remember if they have a stuffed up nose. And if you can, no anger, no arguments the night before a test or the day of a test. Because anger, I teach people how to not become angry.
Wow.
You have 15 seconds. You know the old adage, count to 10 first.
Okay.
Yeah, count to 10 first. Breathe in your nose and out the nose. Don't yell. Don't scream. You will not get what you want. Well, I promise you won't get what you want. Because what we want is always love. And you get the opposite of that when you yell and you scream and you think you're going to get what you want. But to learn, I've taught this to prisoners, okay, and kids in prison.
Wow.
How to not get angry. Because what happens with most kids, especially if you don't have enough zinc and B vitamins and protein in your body, is the adrenals will kick off the cortisol, the adrenaline, but also a neurotoxin called adrenolutin. That goes right into the liver. That creates 5-hydroxycryptopyrrol. Dr. Richard Krause, who's a forensic scientist and psychiatrist in the prison system, discovered this. It's called the fiery oil, and it goes straight to the thyroid, causes a pain in the thyroid, but then goes to the brain. It's a 15-second cycle. The brain is on fire, and it it erases memory.
Wow. So maybe that's why when you're having an argument and you get upset and you yell, not that I've ever had one. Okay, yeah, I have. But anyway, so I can't lie with this thing on.
Yeah. It's
not that I lie. But maybe that's why you forget things and you say things wrong.
Yes.
And
yes.
It leads to more of an argument.
Yes. Yes, wow. Exactly. But it's terrible if you want to win on a test because you have no memory.
Or it just erases. If you want to win against wits.
Oh, that too. Or that too. And it takes you at least 24 hours to get rid of those neurotoxins.
Wow. After you get angry.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And, okay. You know what? I'm doing a show in three shows actually in Milwaukee this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask a selfish question here. And who knows? It might help a lot of other people. My artist friends. You like to help artists. Okay, so
I love artists.
Okay, so good. Anyway, so I'm an artist. And so I'm learning a whole bunch of new songs.
Mm-hmm.
So should I learn them while I breathe through my nose?
You can memorize the words. As you could have a study buddy on. But if not, then you can close your eyes and memorize with your eyes closed, breathing in and out your nose.
Really?
Repeating in your... But repeating it out loud.
Okay.
Right? Or what you do is you look at the word, right? Or the phrase.
Right.
You breathe in.
My nose.
Through your nose. And then you have to say the word or the phrase.
Okay.
Right? And then when you say it, remember what you just said, because then it goes into your auditory memory.
Like, don't just say it. Like, actually
remember what you just said. Yeah, think it. You have to think it and feel it.
Wow.
And then you write it down.
Wow. Well, I'm going to remember what you just said because I've got it. I got the glasses on.
I think you should do your next show with those glasses.
I think they look cool. I mean, I can only see myself really little back there, but I think they look cool. Now, do they come in brown to match my hair? Or...
Only green.
They must make you happy because I can tell he's not giving them up.
I'll give them up during the break, but what I don't want to give up is this conversation. This has been
it's fun, isn't it?
Yes,
learning is fun.
Well, learning is fun, and you know what? Well, I guess the good news is that out of all of these not so pleasant, difficult experiences for you.
Yeah.
You're in an amazing space and helping people in an amazing way.
Thank you. It is my joy.
My
spirituality gives me joy. And then all of the rest is kind of gravy. And just to be able to share with people who want to learn so that I can empower you to empower yourself. That's my job.
Well, there
and that's what I do with parents. And children and teachers and whoever. It's really about people just empowering others to empower themselves.
Well, I feel empowered. And like I said, just knowing your story and now having the opportunity to meet you. And the pleasure that I know I'm going to know you for a long time to come.
Long time.
Let's do things together. This is Dr. Georgia Connor, everybody. Mindmoves.net, if you want to learn more about her. Or the other one, which is
PossibilityKids.net. Yep.
Dr. Georgia, thank you so much. It has indeed been an honor, just like I thought it would.
Mm-hmm.
I will now give up the glasses during the break and share them with our co-host, Mark Lejeure. And
Mark.
He is going to attempt to do a producer's wrap with the glasses on when
this
we...
While you've
back
been waiting
here right after this on Life Changes Network.
Are you achieving your highest potential? Do you know what that looks like? Louise Ashby Life Coaching makes it a mission to bring balance and abundance to every area of your life, giving you the opportunity to do and be all that you've dreamed. Anything is possible if you just believe. Contact author and motivational speaker Louise Ashby for your complimentary session and see if her individualized style is for you. You can email Louise at louiseashby.org. That's L-O-U-I-S-E-A-S-H-B-Y.org. Or telephone 323-592-9302. 3181. That's Louise at louiseashby.org or telephone 323-592-3181. Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
Yeah, we're playing here with the study buddy. And Mark's just getting hooked up. And how do we turn him on here?
I feel like I'm going to go into warp drive.
You know,
10-second countdown, Mark.
10, okay. 9, 8, and then the lights turn on. if you're at thejointstudios.com, you could be watching Mark light up here in just a couple seconds. It's 5, 4, 3, 2.
Smokes.
Okay, so you're hearing something, but I don't see lights. Are the lights on?
No.
I can certainly hear it.
Attach the wrong thing to the wrong thing? Okay, this is his headset. Okay, so...
Can you see L? Where's L?
L is right here.
Okay. There we go.
There we go.
Okay.
Now I can see the light.
When I heard that other frequency, I knew it was in the wrong.
All right, what are we looking for? Okay.
Okay, got it.
All right, well...
There we go.
Yeah. Woo.
Yeah, I'm in sync.
That's cool. You know, You'd look cool walking
okay?
around like that.
Not too bright.
I like it.
Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And I got the frequencies and the light.
Okay.
You know, I'm still stuck on the 85 or however many children being born, one out of 85 or something, or 86 children being born with autism throughout.
Yeah, that's the statistics.
In America alone.
Absolutely stunning. And it's an area that I really want to learn more about, and I really wonder because there's a lot of theories that talk about multidimensionality, and you know, there's so much that these autistic kids know and access in some ways, and then yet obviously the limitations in other ways.
Yeah, because like maybe something is turned off or something's not working right, so something else overcompensates, or maybe they don't have some of the filters that we have, so they can tune into, like you said, other dimensions or something like that. But there's got to be a way that we could have healthy children that have that and have the ability to do everything else they need to in this world as well. I mean, I really feel for the parents and the families because it's not easy. It's a whole different, it just, talk about life changes, right? It changes life completely. And then the good news is to be able to have tools like this and somebody like Dr. Georgia who can help kind of ease that. And maybe, here's something. She was telling me before the show that she has children that are school age, like ready to go to kindergarten, that are autistic and they can't speak. They can't say the alphabet, obviously because they can't speak, but they don't know the alphabet and they don't know the numbers. And within days of working with her, they can say the alphabet and up to M, she said, at the very,
six weeks.
Or 6 weeks. Thank you. Well, it's still days, but yeah. And then, and do the numbers up to 20 or something. And then they end up, then they can go to kindergarten, like be with other kids and have friends and have a life.
Interesting.
You know, because if that child otherwise grew up completely in need of attention all the time, I'm going to have to do all the talking.
You might have
because you're.
I'm reaching that high space, you're in a whole different zone.
I'm looking at you, and I'm like, I know
well,
you're
I'm
in
also
there.
Processing what I'm hearing and paying attention to what I'm feeling in the light. And,
yeah.
You know, I'm already a fan of binaural and hemisync and all these. Mm-hmm, I've been kind of learning about these different types of technologies. Mm-hmm. And so that's part of what I was doing, is processing what I'm hearing and feeling. Mm-hmm.
And what are you hearing and feeling?
And a lot.
Yeah.
The pulsating frequencies and the light and the way it interacts, and it does affect your mood, your energy. You know, everything comes from the brain, right, in that capacity, and so it's powerful how complete and it activates, it seems.
Yeah.
And I think this is an area that we're going to see huge growth. I think sound and light, I think we haven't even begun to see this, to scratch the surface in terms of what the effects are and how the body reacts and how the brain works and heart works with these types of technologies. So I'm really excited that Dr. Georgia brought this.
I'm almost mesmerized just looking at him.
Yeah. I'm mesmerized
looking. it's kind of fun. It's kind of like a game, like Dr. Georgia said. Learning can be fun, and some of these tools can be fun. And you know, there was a time when this would look a little weird, and even to me.
Actually,
I think it looks kind of cool.
If I had a Buck Rogers hat, it would really.
Yeah, no, seriously, and so, I think maybe maybe we're getting past the oh, that's just weird or that's just woo woo. I think people are starting to see that there's science behind this, and maybe there's quote unquote reasonable doubt in people's minds as to whether the science that some of us have been following up until now,
sure.
Yeah, is completely,
Well, we're learning so much more about thoughts and the energy behind them and, you know, how the brain works and the chemical nature. And so, you know, I think that's also why people are more willing to embrace these types of technologies now.
Yeah, and there is some excitement. We're seeing executives from different businesses and I all kinds of people looking to us and asking about what do you know about this, or what's the latest this, or something that I don't think people would have done years ago.
For sure. I think we should make these standard operating for each show. We should do every show with these glasses.
Wouldn't that be fun? Everybody gets to wear one of those. Right. I like that. I like it a lot. Actually, and another thing I was thinking along those lines is that, there it went. I'm looking.
Well, you're not even wearing them.
But I was. Hold on. Let me breathe from my nose. Okay, I remember. what I remember is that as more and more people are looking outside of the normal box, and it's becoming more and more mainstream. More and more people are being helped by these things, for lack of a better word, and they're sharing it with their friends, et cetera, et cetera. So, I'm excited about that.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah,
Alex, great interview today. So glad to have Dr. George on.
Thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure.
It has,
such a pleasure.
And so fun. And I'm. Are you high yet? Did you get to the high place?
I was at high.
At hello. Okay. Well, with that. Oh, yeah. And no, I remember. And so the other part of it was when Dorothy met Dr. Georgia at an event, Dorothy decided she's going to be on our show, and the sooner the better. And the guest that we had on for today had to postpone, and Dorothy got her wish, and so here we are.
Immediately, she got it immediately. Yeah,
so there's power in all of this. And I'm glad we're harnessing it. So,
yes.
So with that, we will bring more power and life changes, to future shows and hopefully Dr. Georgia back sometime soon. In the meantime,
I would love to be. Thank you.
We would love to have you. In the meantime,
thank you.
Thank you, Dorothy.
Frequency's going up as we go off.
Is it?
We
should have put it on the, microphone so people could hear or could have heard some of that going. And with that, again, Dorothy, thank you for bringing us Dr. Georgia.
Thank you, Dorothy.
Linda. And thank you to all of you for listening in and for being interested in these kinds of subjects as we are. I am Filippo Voltaggio reminding you here on Life Changes Network that as your life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.